This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
We made it! We'll never be defeated! No nurses!
Midnight came and went with no deal, so thousands of nurses at Montefiore, Mount Sinai, and New York Presbyterian are now on strike. Our Amanda Alexander with the story from the picket line at Mount Sinai.
Profits over patients and their professionals. That's how nurses here feel about Mount Sinai, like Maggie.
Mount Sinai wants us to give up our health care, give up our safety. They're fighting against Anthem and holding us all hostage.
She says it's happening across five hospitals.
Presbyterian, Montefiore, and the three Mount Sinai, Main, West, and Morningside. We give everything for our patients. We're fighting for patient safety. We're fighting against workplace violence.
And they won't stand for it anymore.
We'll let our patients poop on us, but we're not going to let the hospital administration do so.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Mount Sinai Hospital.
And our Mary Lynn Buckley is at New York Presbyterian.
Thousands of nurses all wearing red line the streets saying they're on strike until conditions improve.
And we will not be stopped by the managers, the higher-ups, the CEOs that are making millions of dollars every single year.
Courtney works inside of the NICU here at New York Presbyterian.
And we try, but nothing seems to work. So this is the only thing we can do.
Nurses here at New York Presbyterian at Mount Sinai and Montefiore say for years they've tried to negotiate inside of the hospital to get better patient safety. But since that hasn't worked, it's led them out to the picket line. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM outside of New York Presbyterian in Washington Heights.
Mayor Zoran Mamdani joined the picket line, too.
This strike is not just a question of how much nurses earn per hour or what health benefits they receive, although both of those issues matter deeply. It is also a question of who deserves to benefit from this system.
Last night, the mayor said on X that no New Yorker should have to fear losing access to health care, and no nurse should be asked to accept less pay, fewer benefits, or less dignity for doing life-saving work. He says our nurses kept this city alive through its hardest moments, like 9/11 and the pandemic, and their value is not negotiable. An update this morning on the federal case against Luigi Mangione, who's accused of stalking and killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. A hearing is now scheduled to determine whether a backpack taken during his arrest in Altoona, Pennsylvania, was legally seized and searched. The judge previously said a hearing was unnecessary, but reconsidered after hearing arguments from both sides and because of the seriousness of the charges. That backpack reportedly contained items prosecutors want to use as evidence, including a notebook with writings in it. Defense attorneys are trying to keep it all out of court in the federal case, which could result in a possible death sentence if Mangione is convicted. Eight people are now in the hospital after a carbon monoxide leak in Brooklyn. FDNY says this was at a home on West 6th Street in Gravesend late Sunday night. Crews were called for an unconscious person and ended up finding a dozen people showing symptoms of carbon monoxide exposure. Readings inside that home had hit 300 parts per million, which is considered very dangerous. The eight people hospitalized are now being treated in a hyperbaric chamber. Four others were treated on the scene. The cause of that leak still under investigation. A 15-year-old boy is now recovering after being shot in East Harlem. This is around 5:45 Sunday evening at 1624 Madison Avenue. The NYPD says the teen was found with a gunshot wound to the stomach and taken to a nearby hospital where he's now said to be stable. Cops are still trying to piece together what led up to that shooting, but so far, no arrests have been made. As flu cases spike across the country, Congressman Josh Gottheimer is pushing for more access to vaccines. Among other things, his Fight Flu Act aims to claw back some federal dollars so that states can fund mobile clinics, making it easier to get vaccinated for the flu. He tells 1010 Winds.
15 million people have been sick, 7,400 deaths this season nationally. And in Jersey, this time last year, there were 5,500 flu cases. There are more than 12,000 right now. That's more than double.
6,000 of the flu cases this season have been kids, with one child in North Jersey having died just last week. In New York City, health data out last week showed more flu cases recorded so far this season than each of the two last seasons. Police are still searching for the Bronx mother who ran off with her 9-month-old baby, even though she didn't have custody. Police say it happened Friday night about 6 p.m. 29-year-old Alexandria Quinonez was visiting the baby at a home on Bryant Avenue in the Bronx when she took the baby and fled the scene. The baby is named Luvea. Anyone with any information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. And in Queens, the NYPD is searching for two suspects accused of targeting people for their jackets and sneakers. Cops say the pair went on a days-long robbery spree last month, pulling knives on victims and demanding high-end items, including North Face jackets and designer sneakers. The suspects would often work together, surrounding their targets and threatening them before taking off on foot. Several of the victims were teenagers. In one case, police say a victim was punched multiple times. Photos of the duo are now on Crime Stoppers X page. Anyone with information is being asked to call them directly.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.